picture of the answer. In terms of landscape characteristics, the potential acid sulfate soils then are typically waterlogged, so they've got those anaerobic conditions. I said they're typically grey or grey-green muds, sometimes sands. Whereas the actual acid sulfate soils, once it's started going, it tends to produce iron oxide mottling, so they'll look pretty ugly. The jarosite is a yellow mineral, so there'll be horizons of jarosite that'll be present. The surface water, when you've got an actual acid sulfate soil doing its thing, will be a milky green colour, or if it's really bad, it'll be extremely clear. So the extremely clear comes because if you generate enough acid, then you start dissolving all of the aluminosilicate rocks. That takes the aluminium component out of the rocks and puts it into solution. So remember from first year we touched on the idea that aluminium and iron, these are not soluble minerals normally, unless you get to either low pH or high pH. So with lots of sulfuric acid, you're in low pH conditions, you start to move aluminium, and that's then a perfect flocculating agent. You know, at the water treatment plant in Cairns here, that's what they use as their flocculating agent, is aluminium 3+, it just takes everything out of the water and cleans it up. So when Robbie and I went over to East Trinity, at the start, like Magazine Creek was a weird looking creek. It was like absolutely nothing moving in it. It was crystal clear to the bottom. It looked like completely sterilised. It was just gone. The bioindicators that you're moving into an environment that's got the potential to be an acid sulfate soil environment would be a lot of very swamp tolerant sort of vegetation. So paper barks and mangroves and reeds, those sort of things you'd find in the background. If it's starting to release sulfur, that's another good indicator, so strong sulfur smell after rain events, and that will simply guide you to where it's worth bothering to take some samples. Obviously, you know, around here, if you're in one of these crassinogen soils, one of these red soils, this is not going to be an acid sulfate soil. You're looking for something pretty ugly. Yep, yeah. If you're smelling sort of hydrogen sulfide sort of smells, that means that you've got sulfur which has been mobilised, and normally that'll be locked up in minerals. So at that point you know that there's some redox chemistry going on and you think, that's a bit suspicious, it's worth going and doing some